Good morning, everybody. Welcome to PM and the AM. She started already. My name is Mike Campbell, and this is Jada, my beautiful wife.
Good morning, everybody. This is PM and the AM, where you receive the engrafted word that is able to change your life and destiny, if you will allow it.
That's right. You know, I don't know, but every time I see that, I think of a fishing lure.
Oh. I'm a fisher of men.
A spinnerbait.
I'm a fisher of men.
It's a spinnerbait. anyway... The word of God, we're talking about obeying the truth or obeying the word of God today as we walk in truth. We're learning how to walk in truth.
Right. And so we're talking first.
Go ahead.
Starting with John, 3 John, which is what we started the week with. And we talked about 3 John chapter 1, starting with verse 2. Beloved, I pray that you may prosper in all things and be in health, just as your soul prospers. For I rejoice greatly when brethren came and testified of the truth that is in you, just as you walk in the truth. I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in truth. So this week we're talking about walking
in truth. And in order to walk in truth, you have to know the word of God. But notice that it brings joy. That's such a significant thing. That joy, the walking in truth in your life can bring joy to my life. And so that's important. And it's also important that it brings joy to those people who are teaching us the word of God. Right. You know, so many times all they ever hear is about the negative things, you know, and, you know, preachers always want your money and they hear about, you know, this member's doing that, this member's doing that. But listen to me, it produces joy in the lives of those who teach the word when people begin to grab a hold and walk in the word of God. We saw that a couple of weeks ago in Pastor Mark Ogletree's church when those people got up and testified about
what difference they made in their lives. That's
right. And they had grabbed a hold of the truth. And if you looked over at Mark, he was moved with emotion because of what the transformation that these people had grabbed a hold of.
From the Father. So it's a commandment in truth.
Yeah, that's exactly right. So we're walking in the truth. Now listen, the Father has commanded us to obey his word. He said, if you will hearken diligently unto the things that I tell you. He gives that many times in the old covenant about listening to the word of God. In fact, Joshua said, so this is important to obey the truth of the word of God.
That's right.
And we can do that. In fact, what's a benefit of obeying the word? What's a benefit of obeying the truth? John 8 and verse number 32.
And it says, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free.
Right. The truth that you know will make you free. Now listen, there are a lot of people in America that have Bibles in their homes, but there's no freedom in their lives. They're bound by alcohol. They're bound by drugs, maybe bound by pornography, or maybe they've never heard of the gospel message. It would be hard to believe, but there's still that's, you know, our society has moved to such a place where we're, what does they call that? Post-Christianity or whatever. Because we're no longer, Christianity is no longer leading the way, which is a shame on the church. But here's the bottom line. The bottom line is, if you pick that Bible up and start learning the truths that are on those pages, it can set you free. I remember learning the word of God to help change my mind when it came to pornography, to help renew my mind so that I wouldn't be captured by those things. The same thing when I was dipping, to learn that Jesus wanted to set me free from things that cause addiction, you know, things that harm us. And so not just that, but even things as minute as how to be a good husband, how to be a good spouse, how to be a good father. I mean, the men's movement, that Coach McCartney, Promise Keepers, wow, I learned some significant truth. In fact, it was after going and listening to some truths in that stadium in Dallas that I came back and we made a decision that you would go back to school and get your degree so that you could fulfill a dream that you had in your life.
That's right. That's right. And, you know, revelation, we were talking the other day about, you know, we can hear something a lot, or somebody could teach us something. We can read something over and over and over again, but until the revelation comes to where it connects, you know, as a teacher, you want those moments where you finally see a kid get it. And as a math teacher, I even had that moment today or yesterday when I was teaching, and you make this statement and you see a kid in the classroom, like the light went off. I mean, the light came on and realized that he made that connection between something he knew from the year before to what we're trying to make a connection today. Yeah. So you can be listening to the Word of God. You could be listening to sermons, reading the Bible, and sometimes we're not acting on it. We're not abiding in it.
Right.
We're going to talk about that in just a second, about dwelling in the Word, you know, meditating on the Word. We can have it all around us and reading it, but until we really connect with it and make that and receive that revelation, we're not really walking in.
That's right. And Matthew 16 yesterday, when we covered it on the program, where Peter, Jesus had already told him he was Messiah, but they didn't get it. Mm-hmm. But then that revelation moment came when he said, "Who do you say that I am?" And Peter said, "Thou art the Christ."
Right.
He got it.
Jesus had been saying it.
Yeah.
He had been talking about it. He had been being more explicit with them than he had been with just regular people. He was explaining more to them, and yet they still didn't get it until that revelationary moment.
What a powerful, powerful moment.
And it says in John, now we read John 8:32, where it says, "You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." But the verse before that says, "Then Jesus said to those Jews who believed him, 'If you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free.'" So abiding in the word, dwelling in the word,
it's
meditating
knowing the
on
word.
The word.
That's right. Word. So let's go to James chapter 1 and look at verse 21. He says, "Therefore, lay aside all filthiness, the overflow of wickedness, and receive with meekness the implanted word," or the engrafted word, "which is able to save or deliver your soul." Change your mind, change your thinking. Now, see, you can lay aside things. Why? Verse 22, "Be a doer of the word and not a hearer only."
Right.
You know, I can't tell you how many times I go to church. You know, when I'm sitting in a church service or a conference and I hear some things and go, "God, that is so good." But then I never do anything with it.
Right.
Never. Listen, I'm telling you about me.
Make that change.
Never
make that little bit of a change on your path.
No.
Right.
It sounded good. But the bottom line is, you got to put it in play.
Yeah.
I mean, if you don't put it in play, it won't work. It's like the coach calling a play, and then the team goes out and does something totally opposite.
Right.
You know, you can't do that. But be a doer of the word, not a hearer only. When you're a hearer only, you deceive yourself to thinking you're moving in the right direction, doing the right things, but you're not. All right. "For if anyone is a hearer of the word and not a doer, he's like a man who observes the natural face in a mirror." In other words, you're looking into a mirror. The mirror is the word of God. And you're looking in that mirror. But as soon as you turn away from the mirror because you're not doing and practicing what God told you to do, you forget what manner of man you are. Now, Jada, that's what's happening in our world today and our young people. They are not being taught. And if they are being taught that he created a man and female, or male and female, they're turning away from that, forgetting that they're a male or a female, because they're not doing the word of God.
Right.
All right. They're hearing it, but they're not doing it. Ladies and gentlemen, you got to put it in play. That's all there is to it. And Jesus, how many times did he get onto his disciples and say, "Oh, you have little faith"?
Right. When are you going to get it?
Yeah.
I mean, there was one where he said, "When are you going to understand what I'm telling you?"
Man.
And if the disciples didn't get it, we're not saying that it's always easy. It takes intentional study and intentional meditating on the Word of God so that you can get that revelation.
And James goes on to say, and ends this discourse by saying, if it's not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this one is blessed. And what he does.
Yes.
Listen, ladies and gentlemen, I've learned a long time ago, I want to be blessed. So to be blessed, I got to walk in truth. And that means I've got to obey the truth.
That's right.
And we have one more illustration that Matthew gives us.
Yeah.
I don't know if you got that one.
I do. 7:24-27. It says, anyone who listens to my teaching and follows it is wise, like a person who builds a house on solid rock.
I could have had a V8.
I know. You got the revelation.
Oh, man.
That's right. Though the rain comes in torrents and floodwaters rise and the winds beat against that house, it won't collapse because it is built on bedrock.
Now, ladies
we need
and gentlemen,
to be building our life on bedrock.
Do you see what this is saying? It's saying if you stick with the word of God, when the storms come, you won't fold. Your house will stand because it's founded on the rock, the word of God. Go ahead.
It says, but anyone who hears my teaching and doesn't obey it is foolish, like a person who builds a house on sand. When the rain and floods come and the winds beat against that house, it will collapse with a mighty crash.
There you are, ladies and gentlemen. You can either do the word and be successful and be blessed and stand, or you can pass on the word and then your house is going to collapse and you will have nothing to fall back onto.
I'd rather be on the bedrock.
I'm telling you, learn to walk in truth by obeying the word of God.
That's right.
Well, that's all the time we have for today. You ready to pray this thing out?
Let's do it.
Father, in Jesus' name, thank you for this day. Thank you for my smoking hot wife. Thank you that today's going to be a great day. And thank you, Father God, that, Lord, you're going to help us. The Spirit of God is going to bring to our remembrance the word of God so that we can accomplish the will of God by obeying the truth in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name. Amen. He likes his wife that wears fishing lures. You know, I'm just thinking, you're about to sell all your fishing stuff. I might just get some lures out and see if I can wear them as earrings.
Oh, right?
The big feathery ones and stuff. I think that'd be cool. Anyway, this is PM in the AM, where you receive the engrafted word that is able to change your life and destiny if
yes.
you will allow it. Make sure you click your like, share, or follow buttons right down there so your friends and family can get connected with getting a daily word from Mike and Jada. We want to bring you a word of encouragement so you can start your day and make a difference in the world around you. Make sure that you, if you're on YouTube. If you're on YouTube, make sure that you subscribe now so you can follow what Mike Campbell Ministries is doing. As we go to the nations and the United States and minister the word of God and deliver good news to the nations.
All right. Well, be sure and join us tomorrow. We'll wrap this thing up on PM and the AM. Same bat time, same bat channel. God bless everybody.
God bless.